Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
For Geelong Marine World, though, we're going to head inside the Geelong rooms at Optus Stadium. For cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. You could have used a boat out there this afternoon or this evening. Tom Stewart, as you join us in the K-Rock Hub. Kingy, along with Brendan McCartney and Mark Neal, well done, mate. Talk to us about those conditions and, I suppose, adapting to them quickly. I suspect when you get to the ground, you go, all right, this is not going to be your typical game of football.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys. Absolutely right, Kingy. She was a wet one. I think we've brought the weather over from the East Coast. It's been slippery and windy, so we've had to adjust for that, but it was good win by the boys tonight.
Not a game you want to come back when you're coming off a fractured collarbone, is it, too?
No, it was good. Good test for it. A couple of contests early. Just get smashed a couple of times and we're into it.
Talk to us about the confidence in the armour. I know you're not a player that shies away from the contest. You love it more than anything, but you go in confident knowing that it's healed well enough. You've done the work in training and you go into the game. How confident were you in it?
Yeah, I was absolutely fine. I had really good confidence coming from the surgeon that it was more clear to go. I pushed really hard to play last week, but I think just having the 11-day break coming up after that, and then obviously a lot of games in the next few weeks, sort of made the decision a bit easier to just sort of give myself the full time to heal it, and then come out tonight. And, I was absolutely 100% confident.
Because you've had this break, are you going to try and play all the games in this little cluster of matches, starting with West Coast and then the three at the Gabba, or do you think you'll have to find some time off? How will that work for you?
No, I'll be ready to go. No, I'll put my hand up for every game. I think everyone on our list will be just trying their best to play every single game. We just want to go with the strongest team possible and put our best foot forward. It's a super tight competition, so we've got to be at our best every week to compete at the end of the year.
Tom, Mark Neward here. Congratulations on the win and also your return. Mate, from up where we were watching, it just seemed to be a complete dominance by the Cats around the contest. Did it feel like that out there?
Yeah, it did, Neward. I think you hit the nail on the head. Our boys around the ball were fantastic. We've been working a lot on our contest method and how we want to approach it around there, and they really led the charge. I thought Lockie Fogarty was fantastic. Brandon Parfitt with his tackling and Cam Guthrie in danger. They've showed up every week and kept us in a lot of games. So kudos to those boys around the ball. They really set the scene for us.
Yeah, they certainly did. A couple of your old timer mates, I'll call them, we also thought that Harry Taylor in particular early and also Lockie Henderson, that they really did help, along with yourself, of course, set the team up behind the ball, particularly early.
Yeah, they did. I think the conditions played a big part. I've got Harry to my left at the moment. I thought it was an unbelievable game by him early, and to have Hendo back in, we love him around the club. He's a fantastic teammate, and he does anything for the jumper. So to play another game with him was unbelievable. It was a special feeling, and I think you're right. He played super.
Well, that's terrific. Just last one for me, Matt. I just on behalf of Tom King, I need you to do me a favour. When you get back in the hub, can you have a chat with Jake Collajasny? Kingy is actually more devastated, I'm sure, than Jake is, having missed his doesn't get a chance to kick a goal every now and then. He hasn't kicked one before. It was set up for one of the all-time great K-Rock calls. It was going to go viral. Kingy hasn't got over it. So if you could just let Jake know, mate, when you get back in the hub, the devastated K-Rock crew that he's just sprayed that ball.
Trust me, there was none more devastated than us defenders. We get into Collar every week. This week, mate, get yourself up and about. He took that beautiful mark, got the 50, and he reckons he was shaking like leaves while I was lining up for goal. So I think he wants it as bad as anybody, but he gives himself no shot.
Shuey, before I throw it to Brendan McCartney, he'd be flat too that Brad Close plays 30 seconds of his career and kicks one as well.
I'll give him a pump up too, Brady Close. I mean... I've always got a soft spot for those six-year-old groups, but he's really had to bide his time in the non-selected group, and he's been a super pro. He could have been picked as early as round one in my eyes. He's been unbelievable for the program. He works his butt off, and I'm absolutely stoked for him.
For Geelong Marine World, we are speaking with Tom Stewart. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Of course, on the Port Ellington Road at Moorlap. Here's Brendan McCartney on K-Rock Footy.
Hey, Stewie, it's Macca. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Macca. How are you, mate?
Well, good. Well done. Well played. Nearly touched on it. He stole my thunder a little bit.
Sorry, mate.
You're right, mate. Did Scullo... No, you got in first. You're cool. Did Scullo talk to you boys about just keeping the back line intact in the conditions and making sure they didn't get out the back and fluid defence that moved up and down the ground to protect?
Yeah, that was a real key focus. So you got obviously some nippy forwards that are really dangerous at ground level, and the conditions probably suited those boys. But I think led by Harry and Hendo, we really set up the ground well and allowed the boys up in the forward half to go to work. So I'll put all the credit on the forwards. They did an amazing job at locking the ball in there, but I think that we set up really, really well behind the ball, so that was really pleasing.
They did, and it's hard to tell everything when you're watching a game. That did the forwards get up the ground and close the corridor and the corridor down to give you boys some assistance?
Yeah, they did. They did. And we got some high-running, high-half forwards. Guy Myers covers the ground as well as anybody in the top. So he's been working his ring off and closely as well. That's why a really important role for us. So kudos to those boys as well.
No, it was well played tonight. It was a really good team effort. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Well, Stewie, Saturday night, now you turn your attention to. It'll come around very quickly off what is only a five-day break, and you've had 11 days. Well, the boys have had 11 days. Obviously, you've had a little bit longer, but West Coast next. You would have had a close look at what they did to Collingwood yesterday.
Yeah, super impressive, West Coast. They've obviously got some really dangerous forwards, so we'll put the time in throughout the week and be good to reunite with our old mate TK and have a good contest.
I was going to say, does that look, and we know why he went home, and it was for family reasons, and nobody begrudged him that. But when you come up with against a former teammate, do you have that in the back of the mind going, well, come on, mate, why did you leave us?
Oh, nah. I mean, as you said, it was a bit bigger than footy, that decision, but I'm looking forward to seeing him out in the field next week. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the less you see of him with the footy in hand would be better, wouldn't it?
Absolutely right.
Stewie, really appreciate it. Hey, great to see you back. We missed the 44 and the daring runs out of the back line, but great to see you back on the field. Great to see you recovered, and looking forward to seeing you in action on Saturday night against the Eagles from Optus Stadium. Well done on the win.
Thanks, boys.
Tommy Stewart joining us down in the victorious Cats rooms. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Great to have the support of Geelong Marine World on K-Rock Football in 2020. Of course, Jake and the team they've teamed up with the big brands, including Suzuki, Savage, Leisure Cat, Baysport, and Tournament Pleasure Boats. And also excited to announce they are now dealers for Haynes Signature Boats, geelongmarineworld.com.au. You can find out more.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.